Okay, I love talking. I really love talking. But the problem is that I do not know the right time to stop talking. If that is your problem, then you need to listen to this podcast.
What is the concept of freedom? It's more like if I do not. Well, there are certain things we don't like to talk about, and that is what I'm going to talk about. Do you actually believe that life is just like a roller coaster? And you're welcome to Conversations with Anita Babs.
Hi guys, welcome to Conversations with Anita Babs. Today we're going to be discussing something great. But first off, I just want to tell you how happy I am today. Well, I'm so happy because we are actually growing, and you know, I believe in taking baby steps, and I also believe in being happy for the small wins and small victories. So I'm just happy because we keep improving, reaching a lot of people, getting more downloads each day, and it wouldn't be possible without you, the listener. So I'm so happy. But I'm also happy that I got some feedbacks, though the feedbacks were just thank you for sharing the message and all. And that's why I would be introducing something, because I want us to have a lot of segments, and so that we can, you know, discuss different things, different issues, different topics. And that's why I'll be introducing the concept of sending topics to the email address I dropped, and it's a Babs 2002@gmail.com. If you want me to discuss or talk about anything, you can just send the topic to my email address and I will respond immediately and tell you when the topic would be discussed. So today we have a very interesting topic from the introduction I gave before our intro song. I'm sure you already understand. And the topic is the right time to probably shut up. I know it's not really a common topic, but it's something I really want to discuss because I believe that some people just love talking. Well, I know I love talking. You don't have to tell me that. Some people just love talking and talking and talking and talking. And they do not know the right time to stop, which is the little problem they might have. So this podcast is going to talk about how to know the time to shut up, or the right time to just probably boo, just shut up. So I am discussing this topic because I'm trying to, you know, connect the dots from the very first episode to this one, this very one, which is the third episode. The first episode I talked about the ways to have first impressions, and on the second one I talked about starting up something great, because I believe that after having your first impression with whoever you wanted to meet or whoever you want to meet, you might have already started something. Maybe the person might have given you whatever you want, or supported you, or approved something you want to start, and I just want you to be ready for that. And now this third topic is how to, you know, get a very good relationship with a person so that the person doesn't see you as a garrulous person, a person who just loves to talk and talk and talk and doesn't know where to shut up. So that's why I'm discussing this. I'm not really the kind of person that would depend on total facts, but the list I prepared is made up of what I feel. I want you to mark that word. What I feel is the right time to probably zip your mouth and stop talking. So it's not really based on facts, but it has actually worked for me, and from my own experience and observation, I feel that this would help you know when to just keep quiet in a conversation and not end up disgracing yourself, embarrassing yourself, and, you know, losing whatever you want or whatever you've already started. Okay, the very first thing on my list is that you have to keep quiet when you have a very great idea or plan. I added this because I felt like a lot of people get too excited when they have a very big idea, and
They just want to be like, go, Sam, 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 Jern, 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 Peter, Peter, I have a very big plan. I believe this plan is going to make me earn some cash. I believe this plan is going to liberate our people. I believe this plan is going to help me get a promotion. And they keep telling everyone about it. And it's really not the best way to go about it. I really feel that when you have a very good plan or idea, you should just keep quiet. It's best for you to be the only one who knows your plan. Like, I wouldn't like anyone to know what I want to do until I have finally started and they can see it and say, okay, this is what Anita is actually doing. Anita is a podcaster. Anita started writing, but not like I want to go into writing and I'll just like start announcing, hello everyone, I am Anita Babs. I want to go into writing. I want to be a freelance writer. It doesn't make sense. So that's the reason I added this to the list, because I feel like it is the most common mistake that a lot of people make. They just want to tell everybody that big plan they have, the plan is going to help them, the plan is going to uplift them, the plan is going to improve their economic status or any other status. And it's not really the best thing to do. So whenever you have a very big plan, it's best to keep it to yourself. If you feel like sharing with someone, I would say you can share to your nuclear family, because it's best that way. At least you just tell your, if you're married, you tell your husband, you tell your children, hey babies, this is what your mom wants to do, or this is what daddy wants to start doing. And you tell them, okay, now this should not go outside the house. No one should know about it until we've actually started. So that's the best way to do it. And that is the right time to shut up, because you don't have to tell someone. Like I said in the previous episode of the podcast, I said that if you have a very great idea, you should do it, because someone might start doing something. I should use that in a very different way in this particular context, because if you have a very great idea and you keep telling people about it, someone might steal your idea and it's not going to be fair to you. You're going to get mad, you're going to get angry, and if you've already started working on it, you lose everything. So please keep your great idea to yourself. Let me tell you something about me. Before I started conversations with Anita Babs, no one else knew about it, because I kept the whole thing to myself. I only told my family about it, my mom, my dad, my siblings, I only told them about it. But my friends didn't know that I was going to start anything called Conversations with Anita Babs, and that was why when I started, it was a total surprise to them, because they didn't expect it. So whenever you have something big to start, like you just woke up in the morning with a big idea or a big plan, or maybe you plan to write a book that would make you earn some awards, or you plan to release a song, maybe an album or something, you should just maybe keep it to yourself till you've executed that plan. And the only thing they have to see is the main thing, not your idea. Your idea is just your idea. It's nothing. It's nothing yet. It's not substantial, because you have not executed it. You've not started working on it. So it's just a plan. And that plan of yours can be stolen by someone else. So make sure to keep quiet whenever you have a very good plan or something that will earn you some cash. So the next thing on my list is that you have to keep quiet. You just have to shut up when you are angry. Well, this is something that a lot of people know about, but they still don't know how to keep to this rule because of self-control, I think. Maybe they lack self-control, and whenever they're angry, they don't know how to just keep quiet. But what I know from my own experience, I know that when one is angry, the person tends to say a lot of things that the person doesn't mean. Like, if I'm angry, maybe if I was angry and I was recording my podcast, I could even say some abusive words to my listeners, to you, and you wouldn't like it. And it doesn't mean that maybe if I insult you or do something bad to you, it doesn't mean that I mean it 100%. It's just like a reaction from the whole anger hormones in my body. But I read it in a book that you are the reason, the cause of your anger, the cause of your laughter. You're just the whole or the sole instigator of whatever happens in your life. Whatever emotions you have, you're the one who
causes or instigates these emotions. And if you decide to be angry, then you're the cause of it, not what the person did. Because maybe the person was trying to make you angry. You can just walk and forget it. Just forget about the whole thing. So whenever you're mad at someone or you're not happy with whatever is happening in your life, I just feel like it's best for you to just keep quiet and walk away than ending up saying something that would cost you a lot. Maybe you're angry with a friend and you just insult your friend or say some words that really hurts your friend, and the person really trusts you, didn't expect you to say something like that. You might have broken some trust, and trust is very difficult to build but very easy to destroy. So please don't talk when you're angry. Instead, that is the right time for you to just shut up. Okay, the next thing on my list is that you have to shut up when the other person shuts up mischievously. Like, most times you may find yourself discussing with someone and maybe the person was contributing at the initial time of discussion, but maybe you said something or you're just saying something and the person just keeps quiet and withdraws himself from the conversation. And you just keep talking and talking, then I would say you're blabbing. And you have to stop, because from experience and from observation, I feel like the person might have a camera or a tape there to record whatever you're saying. Because for someone to just keep quiet mysteriously while you're talking, it means that you've gone too far, or you're saying something that should not be said, or maybe you've started insulting someone close to that person and the person feels like, okay, he doesn't want to contribute to that discussion, or the person is just listening to you and keeping quiet for some ulterior motives. Maybe the person wants to report to you, or whatever you said, the person has a recorder or something just to go back and say, tell the person maybe you're talking about someone, report that thing to the person. So from my own observation, I think you just have to keep quiet when you're talking to someone and the person stops contributing, because it might mean that the person is either tired of you, tired of your own discussion, or you're saying something that you should not say, or the person just wants to listen to you and go and inform another person that, okay, this is what you said. So please, that is the right time to just shut up. So the next thing on my list is that you have to shut up, you have to keep quiet when you are super excited. Yeah, this is a very common one, because people tend to make promises when they are very excited. And maybe you got a new car, and maybe someone wants you to lend him some money, and person just comes to you and out of excitement you just kind of like, okay, how much do you want? I want 500,000 naira. Okay, I'm gonna give you tomorrow. And that is a promise that you might not be able to keep. So for you to avoid those kind of stress, or for you to avoid making promises that you can't keep, please try to keep quiet, or in this context, like I put it, try to shut up when you're super excited. Because you might say something or do something that you would end up regretting. Also, another thing on my list is that you should avoid talking, you should keep quiet when there is a need to break the silence. You don't have to be the one breaking the silence in the conversation. Someone doesn't want to talk, then leave a person. If you feel like you're discussing with someone and there is a silence and you feel like, okay, I have to say something to break the silence. I have to say something. I know a lot of people get that urge. I do get it sometimes. But for you to not say things that you would regret, for you not to blab and say some, end up revealing some secrets of yours, I think it's best for you to just keep quiet. Because who told you it's your job in the first place to break the silence? It's not your job. The other person might not want to talk because maybe he doesn't want to talk, or the person feels like, okay, what you've said is enough. So why must you feel the need to break the silence? Please. The next thing on my list is that you should just probably shut up when you are drunk. I'm actually laughing because I feel this is a funny one, but I had to add it on my list, even though I knew it was really funny and a bit unrealistic, because someone who is drunk has no control over himself. But I still feel like if you know that you are the kind of person that talks too much or can't control
yourself when you're intoxicated, then I feel like you should avoid drinking, because when you're totally inebriated, you can't control yourself, you can't do anything, and you might end up saying or doing things. So for you not to, you know, say too much, reveal too much, tell people your secrets, or just say something about someone and they might be like, okay, and when you're drunk, you may not even know, maybe they're kind of like videoing you while you're talking, the camera is on, or a tape recorder is there, you're just talking and you're recording it, and you wouldn't know because you're drunk. So for you to avoid those kind of things, I feel like it's best for you to just shut up. Please, whenever you're drunk, just shut up. Just get your car keys if you have a car. Drive yourself if you can, or call someone to drive you home. It's better than talking too much. So the next thing on my list is that you just have to keep quiet when someone makes a mistake, because it's not always your job to do the correction, and it's not appropriate most times for you to correct someone that you're just meeting for the very first time, because some people would hate it. Some people might think you're a proud person, or you're just trying to prove that you know more than the person, or you're just an arrogant person. Yeah, I should say arrogant and proud means the same thing anyway, but people won't like it. I don't think anyone really loves correction. No one loves correction, to be honest, in all honesty. No one loves to be corrected, because everyone wants to do things perfectly well. Everyone wants to be 100% right. So you correcting someone, you just prove to the person that, okay, you're not 100% correct on this, or you're not 100% right on this. Maybe both of us are having a conversation and I'm talking about the planets, and I end up saying that the moon is a planet. And you know that is actually wrong. The moon is not a planet. So you know that I'm wrong, and you just meet me for the very first time. I think it's best for you to just forget about it. Just try not to correct me at the first meeting, because one, I might think that you're just trying to prove that you're right. And even if you tried to correct me, I'm just using myself as an example, even if you tried to correct me in the most humble way you can, I would still think that you're correcting me in a condescending manner, and it's not going to be good for you. So most times I also feel like it's not really about the correction. I feel like most times it's about the manner in which the person is corrected, or in which the correction is being made. Because maybe I was to switch on the lights and I ended up turning on the fan because of ignorance, and you're like, okay, no, that's not the switch to the fan, that is the switch to, you know, the bulb and all, and you're just trying to correct me. But maybe the way you delivered it, because I took a course recently about public speaking, and I realized that it's not really about your content, it's mostly about your delivery, the way you deliver your content. Because you might have a very, very, very good content, but when it's not delivered in the right way, oh my god, it's going to ruin everything, because you would end up realizing that that good content you've prepared was not accepted, or worse, the people didn't really like it. So it's mostly about the delivery, and that is the same thing I think happens with corrections. When you correct someone, it's not about the correction itself, it's about how you deliver it. It's about the delivery, how you make the corrections, how you correct the person. That is all that matters. But for you to just avoid making people dislike you or hate you for some reasons, because most times you will know that someone hates you because of the fact that you've corrected a person. So for you to avoid that, I just think you have to shut up when people make a mistake. Sometimes just try to overlook it. You don't have to correct someone every day, you don't have to correct people every day, you don't have to show them all the time that you know too much. So just keep quiet. So the last thing on my list is that you have to shut up when you know that speaking would result to a fight. Yeah, most times you'd realize that maybe your own contribution to a discussion might lead to a quarrel or a fight, and if you feel like you don't want to argue, me, I don't really like arguing. So if you just want to avoid this, then you just have to keep quiet. That is the right time to shut up, because you wouldn't like to say something that would result to a fight, because it wouldn't be nice. And fights are always not so good. In fact, they are not good at all. So please, whenever you feel like your own contributions or you speaking or saying something in a particular situation might cause a fight, please just shut up, because that is the right time to just say, beep, I'm not talking anymore. So guys, that's the end of this episode, and I really hope you enjoyed it. And as I said, I want you to send me your topics or questions that you want me to answer on my email address. And here's my email address again, anitababs2002@gmail.com, which is anitababs2002@gmail.com. And I hope you checked the website I told you to check the other time, because that website is really, really on fire. The website is so good. You can get so many tips for your business and, you know, things that would actually encourage you to start up your business. And here's a new word. On behalf of the website, I had an interview with the business coach and managing partner at Rock Nigeria Limited, and the interview was very, 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 very interesting. There's a lot to learn from it. It's very educative, and I would advise you to go and check it out. So that's the end of the episode of the podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I want to see your feedbacks. I want to see your questions I want me to answer. I want to see your topic suggestions on my email address. Thank you, and expect me next time with the next quality content.